Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
What is the theme for the year?
Oh, a year of fruitfulness. So let's talk a little bit here. If this message, this theme is from God, it's to us, right? Therefore, this year we should become what? Fruitful. So if we are not fruitful, there's only two things can happen. One, you weren't listening to the instruction of God. Or two, I did not hear right. It can only be one of those two. And here the third part. If one person in this church become fruitful, then I hear right. You get it. You know, when I was in university, we have a test. Right? The only time the teacher going to put it on a curve now, in my days they mark on a curve, is when every one of us fail. So if every one of us has to fail for him to curve it, if one or two students get the grade, then we all, he says, I did teach it. I did explain it. So we had to go to the consequences, all right? So this is our year of fruitfulness, and we are in the fifth month. So only how many months live? Seven months. So it's very important that we follow here the instruction and go out and what? Do it. That's what celebration is all about. You come, you learn, and you go out and you what? Do it, and you get the what? Result. And I try my best every time when I come up here to teach you. And Pastor Diana, when we come up here, we're not just telling you what we think. We get the word and give it to you and have confidence in that word that it will what? Work. It will work. You cannot produce fruit from God if you're not living in the Spirit. It's impossible. So if you're going to live a fruitful life and have a fruitful life, you must understand how to live in the Spirit so you can be fruitful. So let's start with the foundation scripture, John chapter 15. Verse 1, we're going to start from verse 1 through or 8. Do not go to sleep now and keep your mind here. Keep your mind on learning this morning. Make your own notes. Now, John chapter 15, verse 1, let's read together. I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Okay, let's go. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Okay? You are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it's abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me 100%. It doesn't matter if we go to church all our life and we can quote scriptures And we can tell everybody how they're supposed to live and what it's supposed to be. You will never bear any fruit until you experience this verse. Abide in me, and if you don't know how to do that, you can't produce no fruit. What does that mean? Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Living in the Spirit. You're going to see it today. Not going to church. Not calling yourself Christian. But have an experience. And have an understanding what it means to abide in the vine. Let's look at verse 5. He repeats himself again. Let's read it. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. He lets you know that. Verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them in fire and they are burned. A useless life. Any life outside of Christ is useless. It's unproductive. It's going nowhere. That's what the word says. Not me. Don't kill the messenger now. Verse 7 says again, if you abide in me, words, he letting us in. You got to read the whole thing. He kind of let us in how this thing works, right? Because he says, you got to abide in me. And if you're not abiding in me, you can't what? Produce nothing, right? And then you start to sit and say, okay, I really want to produce. But how can I abide in him? Here it is. Simple. If you abide in me and my what? Words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So to abide in him is to abide in what? His word. Come on. So we get that power. To abide in him is to abide in his word. Okay, so that's a foundation. That's a foundation of all this month. And a lot of part of next month. That's a foundation scripture. Now let's jump now to the month scripture. The scripture for the month. 2 Corinthians 10, John 15, 1 through 8 is the scripture for the year. That's the main one. Off it comes the branch. These scriptures are branched from there. Now, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 7. Let's read together again. Let's read together now. For though we walk. So number one, you walk in heart, in the flesh. All of us. None of us here can escape that verse. So Paul is saying, listen, though we what? So admit, we got to admit we walk in the flesh. That's right. We do not war according to flesh. We're going somewhere. Let's read now. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down a stronghold. Let's look at fact. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Only those who are living in the Spirit and abiding in him can do that. You can't come to church and have no understanding of what it means and able to fight on the level of the spirit. There's a level we can fight in the flesh that is different and you end up in shops. We know that level. But there's another level that we are called to fight, and it's in the what? Spirit. In the spirit. Okay. Let's read. And being ready to punish disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And I hope a lot of Christians who always get offended when they are in disobedience. Let's read that there. And be ready to punish all disobedience when you are obedient. You can't punish a disobedient when you can be, you're not obedient. You first have to be obedient. I was just talking to my usher, Miss Mamie. She is the head on Sunday morning over this congregation, the organization of it. She's the head usher appointed in this church. We all have to obey. Just because I'm the leader of the children ministry, don't give me the right to disobey her when she's in here. So she is it when I'm in here. When she goes to children ministry, she has to obey what goes on in there. You see what I'm trying to say? Let's read that verse. Because that a lot of us Christians get out of right here, get indignant, man. And be ready to punish all disobedient when your obedience is fulfilled. When I know how to be obedient to someone else, when I can submit to other people's authority, then I can demand other people to submit to my authority. That's what I work, okay? Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Living in the spirit. Living in the spirit. Got to live in there. So let's see why we have to live in the spirit. The Christian life is a spiritual life. I'm going to say that again. This Christian life is a spiritual life. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, because it's a spiritual life. We'll let that come to us.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.